Hey friends, what's going on? It's Danny. Glad to be spending the next couple of moments with all of you. Appreciate every single one of you for following. I wanted to just kind of give you the heads up. I just made a video that I think is going to have a tremendous impact on you. I added it into our company group and felt it's what a lot of us, quite frankly, need to hear. And as a result, I posted it in our new group for our new community. By the way, we're just shy of 1,500 members. If you haven't joined, go to Facebook groups and look up the Relentless Movement. I posted it there. And then, quite frankly, I thought I need to post this on the podcast because everyone needs to hear this one. You'll see what I'm talking about. You'll see what I mean. Anyhow, enjoy this one. And when you have a second, reach out to me either on Instagram or on my Facebook page and tell me what you learned on this one. Tell me how you were challenged. Sound fair? Enjoy. Good morning, Intero. How are you guys? It's Danny. We are on our way over to Oxnard right now. What a beautiful, fantastic day, full of possibilities, full of opportunities, full of ways for you to bless yourself, bless your family. I thought I'd take a second right now to just kind of talk about yesterday, the Ultimate Prospecting Day. And not only congratulate all of you guys, but just kind of frame the next couple of days and what that looks like for you after you've set so many appointments, okay? Because I just want to make sure that you're all prepared for what this all really means. Number one, I want you to realize, guys, that it's a numbers game, okay? It's a numbers game. And the minute, you know, income builders don't understand the numbers game and are emotionally attached to the process, to the outcome, to the whole thing, because they're income builders and they're just trying to get a check as soon as possible, right? Empire builders understand that it's a numbers game, okay? And when you understand that it's all a numbers game, then your perspective changes a little bit. And here's what I mean by that. If I, for example, set 4 appointments yesterday, right? 4 appointments, based off of my personal mojo, based off of my skill set, me personally, that I've been doing this long enough, I can pretty much anticipate, as long as they were pre-qualified, and as long as I know their motivation, I could pretty much anticipate I'm going to lock down 4 out of 4. 4 out of 4, right? Now, what gives me the right to think that way? Well, I've put in the work. I know how to sell. My mindset is pretty confident. I'm in a good place in my life. And overall, my energy is just rock solid. If, however, I set 4 appointments yesterday and I'm not that confident right now, I'm kind of feeling kind of crummy, maybe I'm having a hard time waking up in the morning, you know, all of that stuff, I should pretty much anticipate, please listen to me, I should pretty much anticipate that the numbers may not be bent in my favor that way. And then the law of averages tends to take over. And depending upon my mojo, my energy, my beliefs, my goals, my why, my skill set, all of that stuff, I could maybe anticipate that out of 4, maybe I'll get 2 of them to convert into a sale or a listing. And I hope you guys understand this, you know, and I hope you understand that when we talk about controlling the controllables, right, you cannot control the way people are going to react. You cannot control what these 4 people are going to do. You cannot control what's going to happen with these appointments. The only thing you can control, guys, is what you can control, which is your thoughts, your actions, and the energy that you're putting forth on a day-to-day basis. And I want to remind you of that, right? Because what could happen is, let's say it was your first Ultimate Prospecting Day and you set 2 appointments, and look, I'll let you know right now, you know, I'm perfectly comfortable with telling you, out of the 2, both of them back out. To me, that doesn't bother me that much because I just understand it's part of the numbers game. The same way 2 of them may back out is the same way that tomorrow I set 2 appointments and both of them could go immediately into contract. It's just a numbers game, right? And so I don't let this stuff get me bent out of shape, because I understand the fact that the law of averages will eventually bend in my favor, right? And so I thought it'd be a good idea for me to come to you guys and share this message with you guys so that you properly frame not only what happened yesterday, but also what could happen as a result of yesterday, all right? Step number two, you're gonna have to follow up, okay? I wanna make sure you're really clear with this. You're gonna have to follow up. You're gonna have to put the pedal to the metal. Listen, people, yesterday was a very, very exciting day. Okay, make no mistake about it. Yesterday was a day of hard work. Yesterday was a day of focus. Yesterday was a day where a lot of us had some breakthroughs, right? I just want to make sure you realize that the work is not done. The work is not done, my friends. You know, if I set 4 appointments yesterday and I didn't get them pre-qualified, well, you know, chances of those appointments going through aren't that high. And so maybe today I'm working to get these people back on the phones and get them pre-qualified. And if I don't pre-qualify them, and if they happen to not show up, then guess what? Then I accept responsibility for that. Please do not do anything other than accept responsibility. Okay? Because when you learn to accept responsibility, then guess what happens, guys? Then you learn and understand that it's a process for you. And you learn and understand that, hey, I made a mistake, but I can also make a correction on the next time. You become disattached or detached from the outcome. Okay? Very important that you guys understand that. Very important that you guys realize that as we move forward in your ability to build your empire for you and your family, right? Last but not least, step number 3. This is the most important one, I think. Perspective is everything. Perspective is everything. And what I mean by that is this. Let's say I did set those 4 appointments. And let's say that out of the end of the day, all I get out of those 4 appointments is 1 listing or 1 sale or 1 contract. Now, I could look at that one of 2 ways. Either I could say, oh my God, I set 4 appointments and all I got was 1. You see, man, you know, this prospecting stuff, you know, this Intero stuff, this real estate stuff, I don't know, man. I don't know if it's for me. I don't know. I only got 1 deal, and that 1 deal only made me $9,000. And you know, that 1 deal, well, it didn't cost me any money to generate, so it only cost me my time, so that $9,000 essentially was 100% profit. But I don't know. I don't know about this real estate stuff. You get the picture, guys? Or you can look at it and be thankful and grateful for any situation, people. Even if you set the 4 appointments and quote unquote, nothing happens. Realtor's favorite words, nothing happened. When you learn to become an empire builder, you learn to change your perspective on everything, guys. And on everything that you do, you see the positive in it. The positive in it. And so, as a reminder, perspective is everything, all right? Perspective is everything. And so I want you guys to learn, right, as you learn to work on becoming an empire builder and shift away from being an income builder, that you learn that your ability to have a positive perspective on everything is key, my friends, for your future. When you host an open house and quote unquote, nobody came, right, or nothing happened, I'll tell you what happened. Damn it, you held an open house. You did something that most people don't do. When you go on a prospecting session and quote unquote, you didn't get any leads, how about instead of putting that poison in your mind, how about training yourself to put positivity in your mind? How about training yourself to say, damn, at least I got on the phones. I know a lot of people that don't even do that. at least I got on the phones and I did it consistently for 2 or 3 hours. You know what, man, that great job, Danny, or great job, Josh, or Rosa, or Veronica, or Yessie, or Yvette, Carlos, or Manny, or wherever, whoever you are that's watching right now, great freaking job. Matter of fact, let's build on this momentum and let's go at it again tomorrow, and again the following day, and again the following day, and again the following day, until, damn it, something happens, and something will happen if I just stay consistent enough. It's all perspective, my friends. It's all perspective. And you can look at any situation and every situation from now till the rest of your time in this business and on planet Earth and realize that you will always, for the rest of your life, have the ability and the God-given right to choose two perspectives, the negative one or the positive one. And income builders and the broke, I'm just going to say it, learn to habitually choose the negative perspective. Empire builders and the wealthy, learn to choose always the positive perspective. Train your mind to choose the right ones, my friend. Hope you guys have a phenomenal day. Go out there and do it again and again and again until your vision becomes a reality. Take care, guys.